Aren't you glad we didn't name this show Doodah Daily? I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to the one-year anniversary edition of The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
We started the show to share stories about where we live and the people who live here. We've done that, even though the pandemic has steered much of that conversation. Our first coronavirus story on March 13th of 2020 asked, rather naively, will the Wichita economy catch the coronavirus? The answer? Yes. Since then, we've done stories on how the pandemic has affected nonprofits, gyms, airlines, theaters, restaurants, musicians, and grocery stores.
As you can see, I got toilet paper.
We reported on sporting events with no fans, drastic changes to holiday parties and Black Friday shopping, and how even Santa had to cope with the pandemic.
Santa here, can I help you?
And we tackled other non-pandemic topics as well, such as Spirit AeroSystems' push for more defense work and the issue of inclusion in the workplace.
You got to be first willing to educate yourself by listening and by speaking up.
Probably the best business advice we got in our first year came from Philip Fisher of Ryan Lawn and Tree. During tough times, he says, you need to stick to your core values, work hard, and...
just keep the faith. Keep the faith and keep doing the right thing.
The Range isn't all business. We wanted to find new stories and new voices in unexpected places. Each month, Beth Goulet has gone en route with a new transit rider. She recently had a reunion from the first show.
A little more than a year ago, while riding transit, I met Sam and Sylvia.
I've gotten gray hair since we've been together.
Yeah, he was handsome when I first met him.
You might recall that Sam is the gentleman who would wait along Route 21 so he could walk his wife home.
And why do you do it?
She's like the only person I know.
I caught up with Sam and Sylvia recently to see how their year has been. Sam still meets Sylvia's bus, but some things have changed.
Just moved, yes.
Same route, different stop.
Yes, I did want to stay near the same route. I didn't want to change. And I definitely didn't want to take any more buses. You know, just I take two now. And I took two then, so...
And a move up the road wasn't the only change. You might notice our voices are a bit muffled behind our masks.
Oh, you know, it's just so unreal, isn't it? It's really unreal, this COVID. All the people who has passed, you know, it grips me all the time.
But one thing that hasn't changed, Sam still insisted on walking me to my ride.
And yourself, how have you been?
I've been fine.
Okay. I listened to your... every now and then I hear you in the morning before I leave. Yeah. You're pretty good.
Thank you.
From Route 21, I'm Beth Goulet.
I've heard of them in conversation, but I've never been that far west. Well, I've been to Dodge City once.
Every first Friday for the past year, Torrin Anderson has helped us explore Wichita's art scene. From golden rats to trolls sleeping under hills to kids creating art.
My favorite story was from back in March. Art teacher Jay Jacoby at Washington Elementary had his students paint skateboards, and then they got to show them in a gallery at City Arts.
I want them to be able to look back and go 10, 15, 20, 30 years and go, yeah, I remember in art class in fifth grade, we got our own skateboard and we got to make a piece of art. And then I came up with the idea of wanting to put them in a gallery setting, so I contacted City Arts.
And the gallery agreed to show the students' work. I checked back in with Jacoby, and he said opening night went well. But right after, COVID-19 arrived in Kansas, changing the plans for the rest of the show.
The questions I got were, when are we going to get our skateboards back? What do we do now? And it was hard because I couldn't answer those questions. As a teacher, you try and turn it into a learning experience. Things don't always go the way you expect them to do. And sometimes you create for yourself and sometimes you create for others. And if you're creating for yourself, you have to decide, did you benefit from it? How much more would you benefit from it if you showed people, or are you benefiting from just the creative process yourself?
Despite the extra challenges brought by COVID-19, Jacoby is still trying to find ways to once again get his students' work hanging in galleries.
Every month on In the Mix, Carla Eccles has shared important and timely stories about race and culture.
You know, 2020 was a year that we began to navigate our way through a pandemic, and it was also a wake-up call on racial issues. Some of my stories reflected that, like Sherry Holder, who recovered from COVID-19.
I wanted to put a face to it, like this is what I've experienced, and try to take some of the sting and some of the shame away.
Claudia Morrow shared how some Spanish-speaking parents with school children were struggling to access information about COVID.
A lot of our families don't even use an email address, so most of the schools are communicating to parents through email, and that is a problem when they don't have an account.
Black men, including David Gilkey, were contemplating whether to wear a mask.
It's sad that people would judge me because I have a mask on because of the color of my skin, not because I'm wearing it to protect my health and protect your health.
And longtime civil rights advocate Marvin Stone reacted to the murder of George Floyd.
The only difference is that you could see it. Black people have been saying these things for years.
Stone reflected on an experience as a teenager.
I graduated in 1951 from East High. At East High, we had one day to swim in the swimming pool, one day a week. After using the swimming pool, they drained it. We didn't understand it, and we really didn't take that much time to dwell on that. But it was a hurtful thing.
I'm with Lou Stevens, the producer of Hidden Kansas. Lou, tell me first, how did the idea of Hidden Kansas start?
Well, a lot of people think that Kansas is flat and empty and boring and maybe even unattractive. Well, we know that's not true, and so we thought, let's come up with something that can show off all the really unusual and beautiful and perhaps unexpected places in the state.
I know we've been to more than a dozen different places. Give me a couple of your favorites.
One of my favorites for sure is Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park. Well, you look at western Kansas, and it's pretty flat and wide open, but when you get to Little Jerusalem, there are these chalk cliffs. You go down in the rocks, and they just tower over your head. It's like nothing you would expect to see in this state, maybe Colorado or maybe New Mexico.
What about a little bit closer to Wichita? What's a fun place you went to that's nearby?
Chisholm Creek Park. It's right here in Wichita. And within a relatively small area, you go from woodlands to wetlands to tallgrass prairie. And I just fell in love. I still go out there at least once a week.
So what can we look forward to in year two?
The Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield. There's a lot of great music that's happening there, and not all of it is on the stages.
Lou, thanks for taking us on your trips on Hidden Kansas.
Thank you.
And one last thing. When we first started planning for this show that would become The Range, and yes, Doodah Daily was our working title, Stephen Basaha was part of those earliest discussions, and he's been a key part of the show ever since. But now he's off to Alabama to become a reporter in NPR's Gulf States newsroom. We wish the Jersey boy the best and hope they have New York-style pizza in Birmingham. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.